Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 19th day of October 2005 from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, located in, let's give them a break today, beautiful, near beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Today's program, we're going to shift gears a little bit here. There are subject matter that needs to be discussed from time to time for not only the benefit of new listeners, but for the benefit of all of us, because there is so much on the plate, isn't there? Sometimes we forget, and we might prioritize something ahead of something that, well, it shouldn't be ahead of it. It should be behind it. And that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to have Chris Gerner on in about a half hour, and we're going to get into the subject of Agenda 21. This has been cruising along quite nicely. See, when there's everything else going on, folks, hurricanes, 9/11, our Iraqi war, crooks in the White House, Karl Rove, Libby, Supreme Court, Myers, it doesn't matter. This is all diversionary stuff. I mean, it's interesting to talk about, but we must not lose sight of the priorities. And one of those priorities is Agenda 21. They've been cooking this bad boy worldwide for quite some time. And not spoken, out of sight, out of mind. So we'll talk to Chris Gerner about that today. And I'll be able to get to a couple of news stories here in the first segment. Remember when Condi Rice, oh, by the way, you're going to love this one, folks. The latest Washington rumor is that Dick Cheney might have to step down, might have to go bye-bye. Agenda 21 into Google. You're going to be surprised, because what you're going to get, and the companies here, the search engine companies, the internet people, are going through and ripping out pages on the internet. If you do a Google search on Agenda 21, you'll only find one anti-Agenda 21. And I did a search here on, let me back up here. Let me see what search engine I used. This was, I do believe, Yahoo. A little bit more information. But folks, they're serious about keeping this information from the American people. But this is not the American people. This is worldwide. And Agenda 21 is the United Nations blueprint for global transformation. Now, that sounds good and well-meaning to some people. Drafted for the purpose of creating sustainable societies. It's been welcomed by nations around the world. Political, cultural, and media leaders have embraced its alluring visions of social justice and just, well, a downright healthy little planet. They hide the lies behind its doomsday scenarios and fraudulent science. Relatively few consider the contrary facts and colossal cost. Well, somebody has, because they're ripping this stuff, the pages, out of the web, so to speak. After all, what would be wrong with preserving resources for the next generation? Why not limit consumption and reduce energy use? Why not abolish poverty and establish a global welfare system to train parents, monitor intolerance, and meet all of our needs? Why not save the planet by trading cars for bikes? An open market for self-sustaining communities and single dwellings for dense human settlements. Located on transit lines, by the way, which everyone could dialogue, share common ground, and just be, well, you know, kind of equal. The answer is simple, folks. Marxist economics, I should say, has never worked. Socialism produces poverty, not prosperity. Collectivism creates oppression, not freedom. Trusting environmental scientists who depend on government funding and must produce politically useful information will lead to economic and social disaster. But that's not going to stop these people, because Agenda 21, oh, Bush was against it, was he? No, he wasn't. I have with me Chris Gerner. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Well, Agenda 21, man.
It's a mess. It's a monster. It's been growing. And, you know, back in May 1st of 2002, as many have heard, I just kind of said, wow, it is all Agenda 21. As I was completing my broadcast on the other network, and it just all came to me. And it should have come to me a lot sooner, because I was covering the Sustainable America, a New Consensus, which is from the President's Council on Sustainable Development. That was done in 1996. I had that in my possession in 1998. I just wasn't connecting the dots like I should have to LA 21, local Agenda 21. And so I did find some pertinent information on that in my it's in my website now. But the whole engineering of this is going on because of public-private partnerships. And public-private partnerships are the melding of the government, the federal government, which is actually a federal corporation, and corporations and nonprofit organizations, or NGOs. So we have this situation being delivered to us, whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, by tax-free foundations and government and NGOs, which are many, including the National Rifle Association, for that matter, an NGO of the UN system. Why that is, that's a good question. The bottom line is, they want everything that we have. They have a World Toilet Organization, the other WTO.
You're joking, right?
No.
A
no.
World Toilet Association?
It's the World Toilet Organization.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
And it's in part three of our Agenda 21 section, towards the bottom there. What I would suggest is, if you have your computer there, is to go to my Agenda 21 section. And the best way for people that are unfamiliar with all this is to go to the Anti-Communitarian League website, which is on our site. When you go to Agenda 21, you'll learn about regional governance. And then the second portion of is a general guide to Agenda 21. And that's the anti-communitarian people, Nikki Rapana and company. And she's done all her research on her own, away from me. And this is the thing that makes it so prominent to us, is of its relevance, is because other people are doing the same thing that I'm doing, and we aren't connecting to each other at all. So when you learn about this general guide to Agenda 21, it really lays it out very well with a table of contents. And they talk about how UN Agenda 21 is directly tied to the U.S., how non-UN affiliated American researchers see it, and how the UN Agenda 21 ties to the war on terror, how it blends communism, and the Great Britain's influence on Agenda 21, and how in A21, Agenda 21 incorporates global policing. It covers just about everything. I had a conversation with Jackie Petru a few weeks ago, first time I talked to her in a long time, and I'd wanted her to get on that Agenda 21 bandwagon a long time ago. She said to me, Agenda 21 is everything. And that's exactly the way I look at it. In this date of 2005, you know, 10, 20 years ago, it wasn't so monumental. But now it's turned into a monster. And and I really do connect Joan Vion's United Nations Global Straitjacket with the UN's book, Our Global Neighborhood. Those two books work hand in hand in explaining in the best possible manner what exactly is happening here. And in Joan Vion's book, she says, regarding the Biodiversity Treaty, which is the companion document to Agenda 21, she says, this treaty will move human beings by 2025 into protected islands in which they will not be able to get out of or move from.
Now, when you say protected islands, now this is the agenda, and I've seen the maps, and I'm sure you have.
Yeah, they're on the site too.
Yeah, that and your site is American Exposé. That's American with a K, exposé.com. And well, a lot of people don't understand that when we heard Bill Clinton talking about river initiatives or this, that, and the other. I've seen these maps, and what a lot of people don't understand, people say, well, what's wrong with the saving a little bit of the environment and not letting humans tramp around on it? But if you take all these United Nations maps and you overlay them, now, Chris, with the Rivers Initiative and protecting the property and sustainable development and them protecting wetlands and everything else. People are shocked, but this is true. You do the map overlay, 75% of the property here in this country, our land in this country, is off limits to us. And we're herded into cities. We can only travel via these corridors, and that's it.
Right.
And a lot of people don't get it.
No, they don't, and that's been my concern for a long time. And this is why I'm so concerned about environmental modification. The fact that there was a treaty made in the 1970s, or 77 for that matter, at the UN, to not use weather modification or environmental modification on each other. And yet, we've had these series of hurricanes. We have another one now. And yet, there's eminent scientists, people working. Well, there's one individual, Ben Livingston. He works for Weather Modification Incorporated, apparently, and he's thoroughly disgusted at the result of Katrina and what happened because he knows, and I think he stated it on another show, that this could have been steered away from harm's way. Mm-hmm. So here we have the fact that in 20 years, we're all supposed to be living in these sustainable communities where we won't have the access to an automobile like we do now, and we will be in our own community, having their own resources there, and we won't be able to leave those communities. Well, how are we going to get moved to them communities? There's my concern with environmental modification and the Global Fire Monitoring Center from the UN system, which is on our site. The Global Fire Monitoring Center monitors all the fires in the world. And keep in mind, this Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Treaty is not just in America, but it's in every country in the world, including Iraq. And Saddam Hussein was not implementing any of Agenda 21 during his tenure there, which started in 1992, which is the icing on the cake to the UN control of our system today. That's what I consider Agenda 21, 13 years into operation. And, John, it's just not going to go away. And this is the problem. And so many people don't know about this. And
well, it's not going to go away, Chris, because this is their blueprint, and as you stated, and their plan. It doesn't matter if it's going to be World Trade Organization. It doesn't matter if it's sustainable and development about environmental issues, whether it's world taxation, whatever it is. This is their framework and their blueprint. They're just getting geared up right now with the implementation. And I got to tell you something. I did a web search on Agenda 21, and as I said, most of the search engines have been scrubbed of any anti-Agenda 21 or local Agenda 21, and we know the reason for that. But as I look at this, this is going on worldwide. It's not just here in the United States. It's not down in Rio de Janeiro or Stockholm or whatever. It is literally global. Australia, Europe, United States, North and South America, it doesn't matter. It's everywhere.
Yeah, there's the point. And as a result of Hurricane Katrina, here we have a lot of articles that have been posted about this on the Anti-Communitarian League website. And one of those is Big Dreams for Big Easy, what New Orleans could look like the second time around. There's many articles connecting to this under the title Smart Growth America. If you punch in Smart Growth America, you will find what a monster this has turned out to be. As a result of Katrina, the engineering of the rebuilding of that devastated area down there connects to Smart Growth America. Smart growth, sustainable development, it's all relevant to totalitarian control and moving communities into these areas where they want to rewild America, and you have invasive species, endangered species, and it just continues. It doesn't stop. As other people get involved, they see what a monster this has turned out to be, and then they start to get involved, and then they get overwhelmed and tell others, and then no one wants to hear about it again. But connecting all these dots today is very, very easy, and this is the big problem that we have. Here we have the oil refineries have cut back considerably with their ability to supply the needed gasoline that we need. So here we have the continual high rise of gasoline. Then the bird flu going on right now. Under Agenda 21, we're all supposed to be vegetarians. We're not supposed to eat any meat at all. And so we have the mad cow, now we have bird flu. Anyway, So this is where we're going at this point in time.
Wait a minute. We got a caller online here that's bleeding over here. We're trying to shut him down. Hold on a second here.
I didn't hear him.
Yeah, we got a technical. I heard him on my end. We got a technical difficulty going on. We got loaded phones here. I don't know how he bled over here, but he did. But but Chris, you know, I'm looking at this, and people are not getting this. A couple of years ago, up in Antrim County, Michigan, we have friends up there, and you've got a convenient map of Michigan here. Hold your left hand out, palm down, take your little pinky right at the top, right where your cuticle is on your little finger. That's where Antrim County, Michigan is. And they came in with Agenda 21. Now, this was the first time that at the community, and this is a local 21 agenda. This is what's being pushed, and this was the first place in the United States that they tried to do this. And they were coming in and telling people, Chris, that, well, you can't build here. If you have so much rain and it stands for so many hours, we have to have a buffer zone of about a quarter of an acre around that area. And basically what they were doing, now the city council, along with the county itself, and even the prosecutor, they got the prosecutor involved in this deal, they were moving full steam ahead with this thing. Well, they finally shut it down. They went and they got a justice of the peace, explained exactly what they were doing, and they were lying about it. And the woman judge says, well, I'll just have the sheriff locked up in his own jail because obviously he's a threat to the peace, security, and property that people own up here. And that kind of shut it down. But let me read you this. North Carolina school superintendent Jim Cosby, C-A-U-S-B-Y, said at the 1994 International Model School Conference, he says, we have actually been given a course in how not to tell the truth. You've had that course in public relations where you learn to put the best spin on things. And this is exactly what they've done repeatedly. I've caught them doing it here in Round Rock, Texas, with their smart growth, as you mentioned, about roads, this, that, and the other chirpy little college girl comes up and bangs on your door and says, hi, you know, we're here with blah, blah, blah. But they won't tell you that it's part of Agenda 21 or the local Agenda 21 issue. They won't tell you that.
Right.
And I just looked at this girl, Chris, and I looked at her and I said, this is Agenda 21, isn't it? And I told her, I said, you better get your little fanny out of my community or I'm going to run you out myself. Well, her and her friends lickety-split quick and never did come back. But, you know, this is what they've been doing. And people, and you've been right about this. When you said this to me that, you know, we should be talking more about Agenda 21, I thought, yeah, he's probably right. But then I got to thinking about it. The last time we really discussed this issue, or I did on my program at length, was a couple of years ago. Because what do we have going on? Iraq, oh yeah, that's right, oil crisis, phony oil crisis, this, that, or the other. Everything is drawing our attention away. In the meantime, they don't stop on this. They're constantly doing this, refining this, having huge scale meetings around the globe. They just don't stop.
That's correct, and they don't have the meetings here. They have them in other countries.
Well, you ready for this one? I pulled this one up. They were in, of all places, Havana, Cuba this past June.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, is Fidel, I mean, what's the attraction here with Fidel Castro in Havana, Cuba? I mean,
it's quite remarkable that they don't have a governor to the IMF, where every other country does have a governor to the IMF, including our country. We have a governor to the International Monetary Fund of the UN, and the World Bank, which used to be the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, which was formed after the Second World War. Very interesting, the Second World War, we bombed the hell out of Germany, but we did not bomb the IG Farben buildings. Hmm. So when the war was over, those buildings could be used to indoctrinate the people of Germany into the new system that was being proposed for them.
Well, and like I said, folks, this has been going on for a long time. We're coming up on break here, and we've got loaded phones. Chris, let's take a few of these calls. I don't want to leave the callers holding too long. My guest today, well, actually, he's a talk show host on this very network that precedes this program, Chris Gerner, and the name of the show is American Exposé. You can hear that from 2 to 4 p.m., and that is Central Time. And he's on satellite, internet, all that other stuff, and also on 11920 on your shortwave dial. We'll return here in just a couple of minutes with Chris Gerner. We'll be right back.
it.
All right, we are back. And, Chris, our phones are loaded here. Let's go to these calls. John in, and I'm assuming this is Las Vegas.
That's correct. Hey, John and Chris. When searching on a search engine, you might want to try Dogpile. It compiles a whole bunch of different search engines, and actually the second thing that comes up is sovereignty.net for Agenda 21, if you just put that in. But if you go into Google or into Dogpile or one of the other ones, and you type in danger of Agenda 21, actually on, and I'm looking at it right now on Google, Chris's website comes down as like the sixth or seventh one down there.
Oh, well, that's good news.
It just depends on how you type things in. It gets a little bit complicated and stupid, but I found that typing things in differently, you get things that you wouldn't otherwise expect. If you put parentheses around some things and other things, you'll get different things. It's just a matter of how you classify it when you put it in.
So you used Dogpile when you did your web search?
I just did a quick check, and Dogpile is kind of one of the, it compiles here, I'll tell you what, it uses Google, Yahoo, MSN, Ask, Look Smart and About, and a few other ones. So it takes all the different search engines and then goes in there. And then just using Google alone, you know, I just put in dangers of Agenda 21, and Chris's website comes up as, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's number 7 on the list.
What about the sites before mine? Who are they?
IISD.org, Women Action 21, I don't know what that is. FSMGov.org. Agenda 21 is in danger of being sucked back into, and I don't know, I mean, they're just a whole bunch of different things. Barcelona2004.org. WWINDEA, that might be indie media for somebody, I'm not quite sure.
Okay, I did the same thing that you suggest, the dangers of Agenda 21, and that's a good thing. I'm glad you called in, because most people, and I guess I'm not the most adept at using search engines, but I tried your dangers of Agenda 21. This is what came up. Magic City Morningstar, Agenda 21. Draft alternative to UN's Agenda 21.
Now, see, you said dangers, and I just said danger. So right there, there's a difference between what I got and what you got.
Okay.
So it's technicalities.
All right. Well, real good. Anything else?
Nothing.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate your call. Fred in Pennsylvania. Hello, Fred.
John.
Hi.
Let's talk about Agenda 21 and this crazy concept of stakeholders, NGOs, secret backdoor, backroom meetings, the kind of thing that that Chris would really know about. What about stakeholders, the whole concept of people who are not going to have control over their own elected officials and their actions. They're going to be non-governmental organizations basically getting rich off of this whole process.
Well, you stated it right there. Non-governmental organizations getting rich off of this process. There are certain people at the top that are going to benefit from it all, but the ultimate goal here is reducing the population. This has been going on for a few decades now, to reduce the population. Then we have dam removal going on, where hydroelectric dams are being torn down for the environment. This is all a directed direction under an organized plan, and once again, it's called the UN system, and this is what it's all about.
By the way, somebody had dropped off America's Choice, Liberty or Sustainable Development. Chris, have you seen that DVD?
I have not.
It's the I'll make you a copy, ship you one off. It was the summit at Camp Davis. Tom DeWeese, Mike Shaw, Michael Kaufman, Michael Chapman, and Beverly Eichmann talked on that, and it's on the dangers of Agenda 21. Everybody, hold on a second. We've got to take the top of the hour break. 800.